My grandfather often said that he had no need for a formal church service on Sunday morning, that the best church service he could attend was walking in the woods alone with God. There's a certain peace found in isolation, but we are designed for companionship, fellowship with our Heavenly Father, as well as living in the company and kinship of others. Do you remember the old TV commercial for Life Alert of the woman who cries out, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up"? Well, this meditation from Ecclesiastes chapter 4 will help you center on the importance of having others in your life who can be a source of help, a source of strength and warmth, and even protection in time of need. So start by taking a moment to settle and prepare yourself to be aware of God at this moment. Not of yesterday, not of tomorrow, but rather sit comfortably in this moment, still and quiet. Begin to relax your eyes and become aware of God, His Spirit, and His Son, present in fellowship with you. This opening time of silent prayer is yours. Experience God now with your mind and your heart and your body and soul and even your senses in a way that you can't help but encounter Him. And then just be satisfied with that. Appeal to Him now in your way, using your words and using your time. Pause if you need or want more time. Continue by responding to this passage now from Ephesians chapter 4, and as I lead us, respond simply, "Lord God, help me help others in everything that I do. Do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, or vulgar words ever come out of your mouth. But Lord God, help me help others in everything that I say and do." Let me speak only such speech as is good for building up others according to the need and the occasion. So Lord God, help me remember to help others in everything that I do. Only such speech and actions that will be a blessing to those who hear me speak. Lord God, help me help others in everything that I do. Continue to rest here in the secret place of your heart, whispering silent words of praise to God. Be mindful in this moment of the Holy Spirit transforming your mind to that of Christ, seeing others in your life as Christ sees them. As you become more aware of God in the present moment, begin to take note of what you feel in His presence. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind now those in your life that are in need of help, that are in need of strength and warmth, and even maybe protection in this season of their life. Also, do you have your own need for help, strength, warmth, and protection? Note your feelings of how God is using others in your life to provide for those needs. Are you aware of the care? Or are you crying out that you need help and no one is answering? Do you feel ignored? Are you ignoring others? Well, ponder this for a moment. Feel no shame or guilt for your feelings, but simply note them for now, They're only feelings. They have no power. Just let them float by. Feelings of shame and guilt are not of God. Rest here safe, feeling the miracle of being cared for. And the miracle, too, of God using you to care for someone else. And now, start to become even more intentionally aware of divine care and caring, alert to His Spirit, and mindful of Christ, all now through your breathing. With your eyes closed in a soft gaze, take 3 deep breaths from your belly. Don't control or change the pace of your breathing. Just notice it and center on it. As thoughts of care and caring come to the surface, mind may wander. Don't fight against that. And certainly don't judge yourself for it, but rather let the drifting be a reminder to return to this present mindful moment of being cared for and caring for others. Now, staying in the present moment, listen carefully to the first of 3 scripture readings. Don't study them too closely, but simply be aware of the divine truth found in these words for you through the Holy Spirit. Imagine this first reading as a personal letter for you from the preacher, King Solomon. Listen to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 from the New International Reader's Version. To you, in this present generation, listen to these words from me, the preacher. Remember that 2 people are better than 1. You can help each other in everything that you do. Suppose one of you falls down, then the one can help the other one up. But suppose one of you falls down and doesn't have anyone to help them up. Well, then feel sorry for that person. After pausing just then, what still remains of this passage in your mind? What did the Holy Spirit center you on? Well, listen once more. 2 people are better than 1. They can help each other in everything that they do. Suppose either of them falls down, then the one can help the other one up. But suppose a person falls down and doesn't have anyone to help them up. Well, then feel sorry for that person. Rest here in the peace of knowing that God uses others to care for you, and He uses you to care for the needs of others. Let that become your contemplation for this next minute. Thank you. this second, wider reading, relate the broader passage to your sensations and affections. Note what feelings the Holy Spirit stirs within you as you listen to it as a prayer from the Holman Bible. A humble prayer to remember to help others in everything that you do. Dear Heavenly Father, instill in me the truth that two are better than one, because then I will have a good reward for my efforts. For if either falls, the companion can lift the other up, but I will pity the one who falls without another to lift them up. Also, the same is true that if two lie down together, they can keep warm, but how can I keep warm if I am alone? And if someone overpowers me, two of us can resist him. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. Let me embrace this, the truth of your word, by your glorious name. Amen. What was stirred from within you? What emotions rose to the surface? Well, for the next minute, meditate on these words as you consider both how you might be a companion and how you've been blessed by a companion. Listen to the passage now a third time. Listen for how you experience the passage. Push away any urge to respond and simply rest in the truth of this reading, now from the English Standard Version. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Where did your mind settle as you listened to this passage? Well, take a moment to reflect on what you encountered most deeply. While resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, which of the four illustrations moved you most? See yourself lifting someone in need, or feel yourself being lifted. What do you see in each other's eyes? What about a hug? How does it feel experiencing the warmth of another? Note that emotion. What about walking in locked arms towards someone bent on causing you harm? Do you feel stronger walking with someone by your side? Finally, watch your hands as you braid a rope of three smaller cords. Pull it now between your hands. Feel the tension, feel the strength. Well, take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect on the power of the multiples, the comfort found in caring and in being cared for. Take all the time that you need. He is in no rush. You are safe here with him. Thank you. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of being cared for and caring for others, of how you can help others in everything that you do. Be aware of others on your path today. Who do you know that needs help, strength, warmth, and protection? Well, pray God would help you see with His eyes to see those in need. And also, what needs do you have that you can share with others for guidance and care? Remember, we aren't meant to do this alone. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first light or in the long shadows of evening, be intentional to stay centered on caring and being cared for, of walking in companion with others, for it will be then and there you will encounter the fellowship of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you, to believe the truth that two are better than one. Two can provide help, strength, warmth, and protection. So now may your fellowship with Christ, your union with the Holy Spirit, and your present encounter with God be what brings you help, strength, warmth, and protection now and always. Amen.